At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is John Batchelor, continuing conversation with Brenda Wineapple, Keeping the Faith, her new book, The Scopes Trial, 1925, God, Democracy, and the Trial That Riveted a Nation. It was Darrow's idea to ask Brian to take the witness stand. It was extremely bold of Brian to say yes. And the drama, building upon the drama in the heat of Dayton, Tennessee, Brenda characterizes it perfectly. They've made a movie about this, but nothing could match the original. Brenda Wineapple on Darrow's Dare and Brian's Dare. Much more of this tonight.
That idea is a shocking legal maneuver that may or may not be legitimate, but it certainly was at the trial. Since Brian had said he was an expert on the Bible, Darrow and Hayes decided to put William Jennings Bryan on the witness stand and interrogate him. Very unusual for a defense lawyer to put the prosecution lawyer on the stand. It was shocking, but Judge Ralston went along with it because he, who was very enamored of Bryan, wanted to hear what this three-time presidential candidate and important figure had to say. The prosecution team who worked with Brian were horrified. They did not want him on the stand, but Brian was excited and he was willing to go on the stand because he thought this would give him an opportunity, a forum to tell the world his ideas. So he, in the middle of this July heat wave, blisteringly hot, gets on the makeshift wooden stand outside in front of the courtroom while boys are selling soda pop, and Darrow goes after him.